This is KERA News. Another long, hot summer is steaming to an end in North Texas. And as folks emerge from their air-conditioned bunkers, the search to find a comfortable park can be a challenge. Adrian Benepi knows that challenge. He was in charge of New York City's parks for a decade, and now he's one of the leaders of the Trust for Public Land. He's in town to talk about an analysis the Trust has done about parks in Dallas. KERA's Rick Holter caught up with him at one of the city's crown jewels, Clyde Warren Park.
Adrian Benepi, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Great to be here.
We're sitting in a park that's kind of quintessentially Dallas. Big, bold, audacious. What's your reaction to this place?
My reaction to Clyde Warren Park and to what's happening at the Trinity River and some of the other innovative projects in Dallas is that the state of Texas has kind of taken the lead in terms of park innovation from the rest of the country.
Why do you think that is?
You know, I think it's a combination of the Texas entrepreneurial spirit, the reality of a shortage of public funding, and people willing to think big. Also a recognition of the fact that you've got some challenges. What you have in Dallas, similar to a lot of newer cities, is that there wasn't a lot of planning for parks as the cities evolved. They evolved behind market pressures rather than city planning pressures. And now there's a lot to make up for.
Clyde Warren here was built as a public-private partnership. When you look at a city overall, is there a danger that a high-dollar, high-profile project like this can crowd out what needs to be done at the grassroots and in your basic neighborhood?
Absolutely. What happens is that the civic leaders, when they see a great thing happen downtown, get the mistaken notion that this lovely park speaks for all parks, and they don't get out enough to see what the neighborhood parks are actually like. You know, our gold standard is that everybody should have a quality park within a 10-minute walk. You know, by that measure, Dallas is pretty good. 60% of people have 10-minute walk access to a park. But it's also 500,000 people don't have access to a park. Mm-hmm. So there's 500,000 people who don't have that nearby access, and that's going to be a harder problem to fix.
When you were Parks Commissioner in New York, you saw the High Line open. It's got some of the same audacious feel. You know, it was an old train track elevated in a kind of rough part of the city, and it's been transformed. And now it's surrounded by multi-million dollar condos. What do you say to people who call something like that a symbol of gentrification that crowds out lower income folks and people of color?
It's the impacts of gentrification you have to really be aware of. And the biggest one is displacement.
Right.
So are people being displaced from the homes they own because the tax rates went up too high? Are they being displaced as renters because suddenly you can double the rent? You got to grab the bull by the horns and say, what do we do to ensure against displacement and give the poor and working people the quality parks they deserve?
Both Dallas and Fort Worth have these big, empty swaths of the Trinity River right next to downtown. How do you tame something like that?
First of all, the most important rule with an asset like that is don't screw it up. You've got this asset, so it's not the worst thing to let it sit while you figure out what to do with it and where to find the money for it. You don't have to solve all the problems at once. You got to look down the road and say, what's this going to be like if it's 5 degrees hotter here and we're not getting, you know, 100-year floods, we're getting 5-year floods?
The Trinity River has always been this kind of dividing line in Dallas between white and black, between rich and poor. Is it realistic to think something like that can become a place that unites a city?
You know, if you go back to the creation of Central Park, which some would argue was certainly America's first great urban park, and Frederick Law Olmsted had a very specifically democratic ideal for that park. Turns out he was absolutely right about that. People from every economic walk of life, from every race and ethnic and religious background are mixing together. I've seen that. I've been here in Clyde Warren Park on a weekend. I've seen people, clearly to me, they're not living in the condos across the street. Mm-hmm. They've made a pilgrimage into the middle of Dallas. Maybe they've even taken mass transit. These parks will work best when you deliberately program them for a wide swath of the community.
You're kind of obsessed with trees. Why do you see them as such a key to the future of the city?
When I see a tree, I see the work of God, because a tree is a remarkable machine. It does extraordinary things in exchange for very little. You know, we would not be sitting in this park but for these trees.
Adrian Benepi, one of the leaders of the Trust for Public Land, thanks for taking the time.
My pleasure.